Story number 105, Waiting in Jerusalem. These people here are Jesus' followers. They have obeyed him and stayed in Jerusalem. And while they are all waiting together, a loud noise fills the whole house. It sounds like a rushing strong wind. And then, tongues of fire begin to appear over the heads of each one of the disciples. Can you see the fire over each one of them? What does it all mean? It is a miracle. Jesus is back in heaven with his Father, and he is pouring out God's Holy Spirit on his followers. Do you know what this Spirit causes them to do? They all begin to speak in different languages. Many people in Jerusalem hear the noise that sounds like a strong wind, and they come to see what is happening. Some of the people are from other nations who have come here for the Israelite feast of Pentecost. What a surprise these visitors receive. They hear the disciples speaking in their own languages about the wonderful things that God has done. "These people are all from Galilee," the visitors say. "How is it then that they are able to speak in these different languages that belong to the countries where we come from?" Peter now stands up to explain to them. He raises his voice and tells the people how Jesus was killed, and that Jehovah raised him from the dead. "Now Jesus is in heaven at the right hand of God," Peter says, "and he has poured out the promised Holy Spirit. That is why you have seen and heard these miracles." Well, when Peter says these things, many of the people feel very sorry about what was done to Jesus. "What should we do?" they ask. Peter tells them, "You need to change your lives and be baptized." So, on that very day, about 3,000 people get baptized and become followers of Jesus.